In the town of Bridgman, Michigan, investigators Sable and Kenna sniff samples from stormwater drains near a beach. Sable is a 10-year-old German Shepherd. Kenna, a golden retriever, is 2.
And if they smell any contamination that indicates human source bacteria, then they will give an alert.
Karen Reynolds founded Environmental Canine Services 7 years ago with her husband, an environmental scientist.
Sable barks when he smells that, and Kenna will sit.
Today, the dogs are following a creek along the railroad tracks. Several area beaches have had problems with pollution, and they're looking for the source.
Oh, what do you think?
She looks very interested.
She's tasting the scent.
Peg Coring is the Midwest director of the Conservation Fund, an environmental nonprofit. This is her third time working with the dogs. She says they find things that people can't.
I've walked those creeks many times looking, didn't see anything, and then this dog, Sable, just came and nailed it, found that pipe under all these leaves. So it's faster, it's much cheaper than water sampling. We can go right to the source of the problem.
Reynolds says regular water testing is still important, but she says the dogs can point scientists in the right direction, especially when there are 2 storm drains like these.
So traditional methods, we would have had to grab a sample from both, send it to the lab. It would take about 24 hours to get E. coli results back. Then you'd have to come back out and then start tracing it upstream that way. Now we just did it all in a matter of minutes.
On this trip to Bridgman, Coring says the dogs found whole sewer lines that had been dissolved by sewer gas. The team also discovered that some sewer lift stations, which pump wastewater, were leaking sewage into nearby creeks. The EPA has approved the use of the dogs for past projects in Michigan and Wisconsin. Of course, this method isn't perfect. Environmental microbiologist Patricia Holden of the University of California, Santa Barbara, conducted a study on the dogs 2 years ago. Overall, Holden says the dogs were accurate, but there were a couple of times where they would alert when there was no sewage. Holden says the dogs were also trained to smell detergents, and that could have thrown them off.
It could very well be that that detergent was also in the environment because of other activities unrelated to leaking sewer pipes or other ways in which sewage could enter the environment.
Reynolds' company started in Michigan, but now is based in Maine. It has teams on both coasts, as well as the Midwest. Altogether, they have 6 dogs. And they don't mind the work, she says.
Oh, there we go. Oh, so, she was trying to sit.
I think so.
She's trying to sit.
Can I check it?
They just love it. It's like any scenting dog that you train. The goal is to make it a game for them to where it is the most fun thing that they do. And they always get a reward of a treat or a, you know, a squeaky ball or whatever it is. So they love it.
Reporting for Great Lakes Today, I'm Rebecca Thiel with WMUK.